From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish fighters say they are withdrawing to their bases east of the Euphrates River a day after Turkey's military and allied fighters launched a cross-border offensive. Kurdish rebels have been a source of tensions between the U.S., which views them as a key ally in the war in Syria, and Turkey, which sees them as terrorists allied with separatist Turkish Kurd factions. U.N. High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi says a pause in fighting in Syria is better than nothing, but warned that it's not enough.
Unless fighting stops inside, unless those pauses first happen and then become permanent, there's millions of people that are trapped inside the country. And I hate to think what their fate is if we cannot reach them very quickly.
Russia has agreed to a 48-hour humanitarian ceasefire in the divided Syrian city of Aleppo to allow aid deliveries, but UN officials said security guarantees are needed from other parties on the ground. United Nations has pushed for a weekly 48-hour pause in fighting in Aleppo to alleviate the suffering of some 2 million people, with major powers backing opposing sides in Syria's 5-year-old civil war. Al-Shabaab Islamic militants are claiming responsibility for a terrorist attack on a beach resort in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Somali security officials exchanged gunfire with the militants. One police officer says the militants were gunned down, but it's unclear if that means they are dead or if anyone else was killed or wounded. Al-Shabaab attacked a neighborhood hotel in January, killing more than 20. This is VOA News. U.S. military says that American Navy ships sailing in the Persian Gulf were forced to fire warning shots as well as flares after being harassed by Iranian vessels in increasing close encounters. In one incident, the patrol ship USS Squall fired 3 warning shots into the water in the direction of an Iranian boat that was approaching another American ship head-on. Jamil Jaffer, a law and security scholar at George Mason University School of Law, tells VOA, these are dangerous situations.
This is not the first time the Iranians have engaged in these types of activities. Back in July, this had happened, back in January, and in fact, in December of last year, they actually fired unguided rockets within about 1,500 yards of the USS Harry Truman, the aircraft carrier. So, a series of activities by the Iranians raising tensions in this part of the Gulf.
Iran's semi-official Tasnim news agency quoted General Hossein Degan as saying, if any foreign vessel enters our waters, we warn them, and if it's an invasion, we confront them. He added that Iranian boat patrols to monitor traffic and foreign vessels in territory waters. In U.S. politics, for more than a week, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has been calling Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton a racist and a bigot, accusing her of looking at African-American communities only for votes while ignoring joblessness and crime. Trump spoke late Thursday in the state of New Hampshire.
She supports policies on crime that make communities less safe, and that make it harder to raise your children in security and in peace.
Speaking in Nevada, Clinton said that Trump had been talking about black neighborhoods in insulting and ignorant terms and using only negative words.
He says he wants to make America great again, but more and more it seems as though his real message seems to be make America hate again.
A new Quinnipiac University survey gives Clinton a 51-41% head-to-head lead over Trump and a 7% lead when the Libertarian and Green Party candidates are included. Presidential election is set for November the 8th. Reports from Bolivia say miners had kidnapped and killed the country's deputy interior minister, Rodolfo Illanes. A government minister had asked miners to return the body and called it an act of cowardly and brutal killings. Miners are demanding changes in the laws. They want concessions and the right to work for private or foreign companies and greater union representation.
That's the latest world news from VOA.